This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of living increase that will jump up slightly, ever so slightly. So you might not be in a rich man's world, but you could be making more money depending on where you fall economically and retirement-wise. Hey, hey, everybody, what a way to start. Kate Delaney welcoming you all aboard, no matter where you hail from, whatever crack, crevice, or canyon you are living in. So it is about giving and taking away. Seriously, there will be a cost of living increase that's being discussed that is significant when it comes to Social Security. You know, you always hear about the scare tactics of, oh, that money you're paying in Social Security, you will never, ever, ever see it. But you will if you're in the middle of it anyway. You're going to get a little bit of a raise. The COLA, they call it, the cost of living expenses, especially when you look at inflation. They're talking about having a 5.9% increase that will ramp up because of this sudden inflation. So that means there will be a group of people that will be getting an extra $200 or more a month in their benefit checks. At least that's the way it's looking. You know, it has to be official. All the I's, the T's, and the agreements have to fall into place. But that's pretty significant. That was a we've seen a large hike compared to what it's been in the past. The largest that we've ever seen is 7.4%. That was in 1982. That was 40 years ago. Inflation, though, is just continuing to accelerate, and it seems inevitable that there's a breaking point, so the COLA for 2023 will be even larger. They're talking about the bump being as high as 8.6% based on what the inflation trends look like now anyway. So that's something, right? It applies to the first. By the way, it also applies in the wage base. It also applies to the workers' earnings that are taxable for Social Security. So it applies to the first 147,000 of a worker's earnings for 2022, but that number will also change and will go up significantly in 2023, right? So what did I say about give and take away? Yeah. And speaking of taking away, boy, oh boy, was it a tug of war as to what really went down in this situation in Mar-a-Lago, the FBI walking away with what kind of documents and what does it mean? Was it harassment or is it fair game? You know, the Don under this intense microscope, while his popularity at CPAC just got bigger and bigger, there's no question that those that were at CPAC anyway wanted to see the president run again under that whole Make America Great Again theme. But while that's happening, there were 10 boxes that were taken from his estate in Palm Beach. Supposedly, there was these rumors that there was a padlocked basement full of documents, but what kind of documents? And you have Republicans vowing revenge on the FBI, saying this is ridiculous and this is harassment is what it is. And they're tearing into the fact of the raid, including Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, who says that the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, better get his calendar ready, telling him to preserve his documents and clear your calendar. So he vowed payback following that raid on Trump's home if Republicans take back control of Congress in November. In January, the National Archives removed 15 boxes from Mar-a-Lago that they said Trump should not have taken with him from the White House. And then there was this raid that there supposedly was these other documents that they needed. And it comes on the heels of the former president considering whether to have another bid for the presidency, which I think is inevitable, and after what happened with the 2020 election. So, you know, Eric Trump, the son of Donald Trump, was on Hannity's show, and he talked about, look, I'm the one who even told my father about the raid because, you know, his office was ransacked. They didn't find anything in the safe. I got a call, and I called him to let him know what happened and what was going on all day long. Welcome to politics in the 2020s. So 30 FBI agents were there, and they were trying to take away something that they believed is crucial. But what is it that was crucial that's going to topple the ex-president? It came from Washington, D.C., not locally. That's where the FBI came from. It wasn't something that was the local field office. So there's some things that are very strange about what happened here. But you can bet that there are a lot of people that are saying that look out if there is nothing to be seen. And this is just about trying to harass him, that there will be a price to pay, right? And there are people that are calling for the reasons why. You know, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday night tweeted out that the FBI search was another escalation in the weaponization of federal agencies against the regime's political opponents. And then there are others that jumped on that same theme that this was unprecedented and stunning, which that part is absolutely true. It was unprecedented. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas said the search was next level Nixonian to target a former president and political rival. And Florida Senator Rick Scott said the Biden administration had a history of going after parents and other political opponents, right? However, the former New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, who is a pal of Donald Trump's, said in an interview, I heard it on Sirius XM, that the search of Trump's safe and other areas of Mar-a-Lago was fair game if the factual underpinnings that led to the search checked out. See, that's the key. What was the background they had to send them into that direction? My oh my, the world keeps turning. All right, we've barely scratched the surface. Coming up, a flight attendant with a broken back after a hard landing. What about the rest of the people in that plane? Gives new meaning to a bumpy landing.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
When we hit the mailbag in our next segment, I actually got an email about this, but I knew about it. I had heard about the Southwest airline flight attendant who had a compressed fracture in her back. This happened after the plane that she was on landed with so much force, she thought the plane had crashed. So the flight attendant had secured the galley, which is what they do, in the cabin for landing at John Wayne Airport in Santa Ana, California. I flew there this year from Oakland, California, and she was in her jumpsuit, belted, and got into the brace position, which is what they do. They touched down. It is a short runway, so it does feel different, and I know that because I have taken off and landed there this year. So it was a firm landing, so she immediately felt this pain in her back and neck, and she couldn't move. Paramedics had to come get her and take her to a local hospital, and then she was diagnosed with that fracture after that landing. So there wasn't any other injuries on the 737, none of that that people were reporting. Visibility was 10 miles. The wind speed was 10 miles an hour, because that all comes into play when they're looking at this. And the National Transportation Safety Board got a report on it. And the good thing is that there wasn't any other injuries, but that is crazy, right? It doesn't make you feel good if you're on the plane and all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait a second, we can't get off the plane yet because paramedics are coming to get the flight attendant because something is happening with her back. She can't even move. And there you are, unbuckling, getting ready to hustle off the plane, and it was a jammed Southwest flight. So that, again, also tells you things that you don't think about that you take for granted when you have those landings and where you are and where you're landing. And does that affect you ultimately? Now, that's a different seat to be in the jump seat, but because just a few months ago, I did the Santa Ana thing. I know what that feels like, and I know that there was a difference because there is a shorter runway. So it is kind of a more firm landing. It is like just boom, you're down. Where you're going to other places, let's say DFW or Tampa International or Chicago or Atlanta or Los Angeles, LAX, longer runways, and there, it is a different feeling. So just a very freak thing, and you wonder what the compensation for that is. I mean, anything with your back is never, ever a good thing. All right, I always say that this show is about the buzz in the backyard, yours and mine, and everywhere in between in this great country. So there is a lot of conversation about what's happening in New Mexico. Police in New Mexico arrested a suspect in a string of killings of Muslim men. They say the primary suspect, which really it scared so many people as to what was going on. It led to lots of security at mosques and schools. Mohammed Syed, 51 years old from Albuquerque, was charged in two of the killings and was called a suspect by the cops in the other two killings. So they finally tracked down the suspect and arrested him. And they were looking for help as of just a day ago, and released information that they suspected, you know, what was the car was suspected that was used in these murders. And so people were looking out all over the place. And some of the elements in the deaths were the victim's race and religion and all of that. And they discovered a link between the killings. They released photos hoping that somebody could find that car. They offered $20,000 in a reward for information leading to an arrest, and Syed faces death charges, at least with two of the deaths anyway, and he's suspected of involvement in the other two deaths too. So is this just an interpersonal conflict? Could it just be that? Because it was looking like, wow, is this a targeted hit because they were all Muslim men? Originally, though, this guy, Syed, was from Afghanistan. He was living in the United States for the last couple of years. He had had a couple of misdemeanor arrests, including one for domestic violence. And the Albuquerque Muslim community is saying, look, we were in serious fear because one by one, different people were falling. And they're more relieved now that there's been an arrest, and they just want to know more about the motive, right? It's about the motive. What was this? Because the way it was looking was like serial killings targeting Muslims in Albuquerque. So there was even a candidate for New Mexico's House of Representatives who had an event planned but stayed home because the fear was maybe this is a targeted thing. So a lot of questions, but no big answers, although the motive and now having that suspect, it could be a whole different ballgame as to what were the reasons that led to this. What was it that led to these killings? And is there some kind of tie that we're just completely, at this point, you know, unaware of, which could be highly, highly likely, you know, that's for sure. Because politics and who represents us is so important. I love it when people say, oh, I don't care about politics. It doesn't matter. My vote doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So I'm not getting involved. I'm not paying attention to that. You got to pay attention to that. You do. I never tell people what to do. But in this case scenario, as somebody who's lived all over this great country, seen the machine work in really awful directions locally on a state level and seen it work well, it matters because it's your tax dollars. It's what's happening in your backyard. It's who's representing you. It's who is shaping the laws in this country. And if enough people voted, you might get some people in office that you actually believe in, that you think can make a difference or can represent what you believe is the right interests of the country or even your state, right? So there is another Trump-backed candidate that clinched a nomination, a nod. Wisconsin's Republican gubernatorial race So there should be an interesting foot race, I'm going to call it, in fall there. So you look at who did what, and for Wisconsin governor, 84% of the votes counted. Pretty sure this is it. Tim Michels wins that one, 47.1% of the vote. For Wisconsin Secretary of State on the Republican side, Amy Loudenbeck, 46% of the vote. That's with 82%. So there you go. And, then there were others that barely hung on. So, for example, in Minnesota, in the 5th District, with almost everything in, 99% of the votes counted, you have Representative Omar narrowly hanging on to beat Don Samuels in the Democratic primary, for what that's worth, 50% of the vote in that one. That was so tight. So this is a big lead up. I'm starting to get, and you must be too, I'm starting to get a lot of leaflets and direct mailings from candidates in my mailbox and on the door, and your vote counts, and all the ways to vote, etc. Because tick, 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 we're into August. Before you know it, the calendar flips, and it is November, and it's the midterm elections, and there could be a big power switch depending on what happens in the midterms. So the primaries are important because it depends on who the other party is, who's in place, who's in play, and what that looks like. I think it's going to be tight in some of these states and some of these districts, and it's been interesting to watch what's happening just even in the primaries. Worth mentioning here is what is going to come up in the mailbag. On your mind, Serena Williams, an icon in women's tennis, retiring. So she doesn't even want to use the R word. And then an incredible, we need an uplifting moment, right? An incredible moment in Little League. I mean, an incredible moment, one that people are still talking about. Why is it significant? It was on national TV. It was on ESPN, and I'm going to tell you about it. Thanks to Jake, who pointed it out to me today with his email.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The top GOP House member says an investigation into Attorney General Merrick Garland will happen if Republicans take control of the House in the midterms. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy made that pledge on Monday, hours after former President Donald Trump confirmed FBI agents raided his home at the Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. McCarthy was one of a host of Republicans criticizing what they called the weaponization of the Department of Justice. Taiwan is holding live fire exercises China continues to hold military drills around the island nation. Taiwanese officials said the military drills had been previously planned and are not a direct response to China's actions. Beijing began holding live military drills in the area around Taiwan after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit. I'm Tony Barroso for USA Radio News. There are still more questions than answers regarding the FBI's raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida on Monday night. Among those looking for details on why it happened is South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
We're 90 days before an election. The FBI sent agents to the home of a former president, the leading contender to be the nominee for 2024, and I want to know why.
Former President Trump commenting on social media that the search is a weaponization of the justice system and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024. FBI Director Christopher Wray, who was appointed by then-President Trump 5 years ago, has not yet commented on the actions taken. Gas prices continue to fall. Today, AAA reports the national average for a gallon of regular fell another 2 cents down to $4.03. The average has seen a steep drop from a month ago when drivers were paying an average of $4.69 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Thanks for all the emails. You can send me your thoughts 24/7. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Just like Jake, who says, wow, I thought I had seen everything, but this was a good uplifting moment. Katie, I don't know if you caught this or not. I was flipping around. I happened to actually catch it while it was happening. There was a little league game that was televised. I didn't even realize because I stopped, happened to stop on it, but it was a championship game for a spot in the Little League World Series, and there was a kid that was up to bat who got hit. And the opposing pitcher, and he was eventually got up and was fine, but the opposing pitcher was upset over possibly causing an injury and was having kind of trouble getting it together on the mound to pitch again once the batter had gotten up and was fine and everybody clapped and went to first base. So the kid jogged over to the pitcher and gave him a hug, discomforted him to let him know, I suppose, that he was okay. But, wow, I was so stunned to see this. He wasn't prompted. It was just a really kind of wild moment to see that the kid realized that he had upset the pitcher, and he went over and did that. That was like a moment out of a fake commercial you would see, but it wasn't fake, it was real. So there are kids that get it. Bravo. What a wonderful thing. It's all over Twitter, it's all over social media now, and you probably have seen it. You know what you're talking about? I didn't see it live, of course. You're talking about this, the kid's name, because of course I looked all that up, and I saw it, it was all over national news, etc., once that all happened. But this 12-year-old Isaiah Jarvis was the kid that was hit, and he was shaken up, and it was like a crazy moment when you saw him go down. And then he did get up, all that, the things that you, that Jake described, and then he went to the mound, and he, I mean, it was like a relief that he jumped up in the first place, but he went to the mound, and he did give the pitcher, whose name is Caden Shelton, who was representing Texas East, he just lost control of a pitch. It was high and inside, and it was too quick for this kid Jarvis to get out of the way, and it knocked his helmet off, and he was clutching his head on the ground for a couple of really scary moments. So he did that. He just went up and just gave him a clutch, and I was like, wow. Because, you know, is he okay? Did he have a concussion? All that kind of stuff. And so that was pretty wild. So it was Oklahoma and Texas, and Texas East went on to win that game. Eventually they move on to the World Series. That takes place in Williamsport, PA. That's always a big deal, the Little League World Series. This was just happened to be a big playoff game to get into it. So it was a televised thing that was thrown on ESPN. But that video has gone viral and picked up lots of likes and all that other stuff. So I think that both boys were surprised when that happened afterwards, because they're just playing in this game, and that was great sportsmanship. All right, speaking of sports, this also attracted your attention. I got a couple of different emails, but I'm going to go to this one from Baxter, who says, Delaney Kate, I know that you are a big follower of the great game of tennis. I play with my buddies once a week. It's one thing that gets my fat gut to go down. I am a fan of the American gift, Serena Williams. I think she represented the U.S. well. She was a great athlete. And now I guess she's decided that she's going to call it quits. It's amazing how long she's played. It's amazing how many tournaments that she's won. And she was definitely someone to root for in the beginning of her career, and even at other times in her career. I think she took some unfair licks, but I think she is incredible to watch. I saw her twice live. I know that you've talked to her and seen her a couple of different times. What are your thoughts about her stepping away from the game? My thoughts are that exactly what you said. I mean, she changed the game in many, many, many ways, particularly from just representing the United States. Well, incredible, because when she stepped on the court, you knew she was going to win. And there weren't a lot of people doing that, men or women on the American side of things, like her. And 23 major championships. I mean, she's 40 years old. And she, to me, what was incredible about watching her is she has that thing that I love in lots of different athletes, the never give up competitiveness. So she would be down and on the ropes and match point against her, and she just would find a way. She would just come back. And she made this announcement that she was reluctant to admit it to herself or anyone else, but that she has to move on from playing tennis. She said it's like a taboo topic that she hasn't even, her and her husband haven't talked about a lot, because she gets uncomfortable, because this is what she's known her whole life, that she's played tennis since she was on the courts of Compton, and her father taught her and Venus how to play, and with bullets being fired down the street. I mean, talk about growing up in a poor, deprived neighborhood area, and then amounting to what she amounted to, and her sister too. So it was inevitable that this has to happen. She started to lose a bunch, and it's eventually you wake up and you realize that there's another side, and I think that that's happened. So she's going to play the U.S. Open, and then that's it after that. And again, you know, she's a kid from the public court in Compton, California, who broke barriers economically, racially, crashing through a sport of elites, because let's face it, that was tennis, and to do the things that she was able to do. And yeah, I like I said, I think it was inevitable. People kept wondering, how long is she going to play? How long is she going to play? And she doesn't even want to use the retirement word. She said it's just the latest reinvention. So there certainly will be a lot of coverage of that U.S. Open, no doubt about that. All right, now a lot of you had something to say about the Trump raid all the way around on this. So this one's from Missy, who says, Kate, I've listened to the show for a long time. My husband is a big fan of yours, and I would always be like, yeah, I have no time, and now I've started to listen, so dang you, you're hooking me in, and I'm staying up later than I probably should. The thing that infuriates me about the hustle of Trump's mansion is it just seems more like political theater. I will tell you, I think the man has done some really questionable things that annoy me, but I think that this is just the typical politics of the day in the lead up to the race for the presidency in 2024, especially with Joe Biden's numbers and his own party not really backing him enough when you think about, as you say, what it takes to run for president and having enough people out there being your foot soldiers to help raise you through and help you get elected in sometimes a wonky election process. I love the way, well, thanks, first of all, thanks for the email, and I'm glad that you're listening. But I agree. I mean, this is politics. It's the politics of what we have these days and have had for a long time. It's the gotcha deal, like, hey, you mess with us, we're messing with you. Or is there something to it? I mean, is there this padlocked basement full of documents that have nefarious dealings in it that need to be put out into the public, that need to be part of the National Archives? I mean, and this goes to the, this I think this also goes to the differences of what happens when someone gets into politics that isn't a political animal. So when you get into politics, there's so many different, especially if you're the leader of the free world, there's so many different protocols that you have to follow and things that you got to think of. Like, forget all the things that have happened. Let's just pretend it doesn't matter. Let's forget whatever you think of Donald Trump. He did not come from the political nest of the Bushes or the Clintons or any of the political families or the political roads that people go up from and get involved in politically into the higher levels. I mean, that's part of the reason why Donald Trump is such an attractive candidate, because how many times did everybody say, we're sick of the same old thing, we're sick of the same old faces, the same people getting elected and then being disappointed? What about somebody who's got business acumen, someone from a different way of life? And of course, being thrown into that blender, Donald Trump is used to doing what he wants to do. So is it simply a case of, yeah, they had a bunch of stuff that they just took with them? Or is there something more to it? You know, is there something that's going to be there? So the National Archives, you know, before he left office, they were talking about what they needed. And it's not clear what specifically is being investigated. You know, there is laws in the books against tampering and destruction of classified presidential records. But what does that mean? What were the things that are supposedly missing? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Believe it or not, we're done with the mailbag. Send me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Show, this is what I like to call odds and ends. There's so much that gets left on the table, the scraps, things that are worth talking about, but we don't have time to get to. Time flies, tick, 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 and there's so much going on. All right, this is a follow-up, the shocking moment of actress Anne Heche. She's still in a coma after crashing her car into a home in California. And I talked about this before. What I thought was really wild to see is the reach of the Ring cameras. We've seen other, like in my neighborhood, people captured coyotes on the Ring. Like, oh, there's a coyote that must be headed in your direction because they just went by my Ring video. Wow, they caught that on Ring? Well, this time she was caught on Ring flying. It looked like a missile going down the street, a small missile at an insane amount of, miles per hour. It's just insane because you could hear it, and you could hear the crash of the car. So she is in a coma. She's in extreme critical condition still, days after she crashed her car into that house, which caused the house to be just destroyed. It erupted, her car erupted into flames. There was significant fire, and she obviously was heavily burned, etc. So she hasn't regained consciousness since the accident happened on Friday, just before 11 o'clock in the morning, and she crashed into that house in Mara Vista. It was the neighborhood, and she was in a small car, a Mini Cooper. It took the firefighters almost an hour to get, and more to get the blaze extinguished. It was that bad, major damage with the car, etc. It was lucky that the woman inside the house who owned the house was there, was not injured, nor her two dogs. It really was. So there's this whole thing about driving under the influence and the warrant they had for blood that was, they took the day of the incident, all that stuff. She hasn't been charged with anything, but she's not with it. She's in a coma and in very critical condition. So there are questions about what in the blank happened. She peeled off after the first collision she had and then took off and speeding through that neighborhood and then slammed into that house. And wow, I mean, the ceiling came down. There was debris everywhere. There was fire everywhere. It just was a crazy situation. So I thought about this because I know someone that this happened to as well, although the whole front of their house was destroyed. It was a drunk driver slapped through the front of the house. Everybody is a guy that I hired to work with me when I was a sports director at a station, a big station in Dallas. Nicest guy ever, Russell Scott, and his family, they were all in the house, but luckily not in the front part of the house where the drunk driver had gone through the front of it. You think, can you imagine? You're just, there's no time to move or do anything. So this woman in her neighborhood decided, okay, we're putting up a GoFundMe page because she's lost everything. And you know how expensive it is in California. So she, the neighbors put up a GoFundMe deal. And people are, you know, donating sometimes a little bit more, but $25, maybe $30. And the goal was to just get to $100,000 because she's going to have to rebuild everything. And they're up to $122,000 right now in this GoFundMe deal, and you know, to try to help her get her life back together. And that's a tough other side of this. It's scary, scary, scary. You're just in your house minding your own business, and then and lucky that you weren't in again that area where she went through the front part of it. So who knows if she gets charged with anything and what ultimately happens, because Ann Hayes is definitely fighting for her life at this time. I mean, it's considered to be that bad. All right, you want some good news about gasoline? Because I felt like every single day I was the bearer of bad news telling you how much had gone up. The U.S. national average price of gas has fallen back under $4 to like $3.99 or less for the first time since early March. Of course, it varies from city to city and wherever you live, but gas prices have declined over $1 a gallon since it peaked to over $5 on June 14th. That's a good thing because it's been a crazy record-breaking year at the pump. And we're seeing the prices, different prices. I mean, is it $3? Is it $4? Is it $5? You know, what is it? It makes a huge difference if you think about it. Like, for me to fill up, now it's, I want to say from the height of it, it's $20 less than when I was filling up in March. You know, and as always, you shop around for gas. It does make a big difference. I mean, stations within a few blocks can really vary. In my neighborhood, can vary 25 cents or more. So, you know, how far away are you from the station that you can get the best deal on? Look around. You can always do that with the apps, too. Like, there's, like, Gas Buddy, and they'll tell you where the gas is. So no matter where you live, you can always look it up on that. All right, you want to know the bad news? The bad news is, yeah, inflation is still crushing us when it comes to eating out or grabbing some food at the grocery store, grabbing your grub to make whatever you're going to make. And it's been a long, long summer for that. And, of course, in your bigger areas, you're really, really seeing the increases. But food prices were 9.1% higher than a year earlier for most cities, most suburbs. Nationwide, even higher, if we looked at the average, over 10% higher. Yeah, so even going to the Mr. Softy trucks, How much are you paying for those cones? How about you get picking up those bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches? How much more are they? It all adds up, you know. 50 cents more here and there, big difference between what you used to pay. And then people aren't getting any kind of a cost of living adjustment, mostly depending on where they live. Like, what are you paying for a pint of blueberries? It's shocking. I saw something about if you were in New York and you're getting French fries, what would it cost, right? And they were talking about because you could pick any restaurant. They're talking about a popular restaurant in New York called Skylark. It's near Times Square. And you can get French fries for $15. Yes, $15. And if you wanted chips and guacamole, a mere $19 for chips and guacamole. You wonder if people are just not going to some of those same places that they used to go to because they feel like it's too much money, that they could just get it themselves, make it for half that amount, and it's not worth it, and cherry pick how much they're going out. I mean, has that affected how much you go out to eat? And I bet the answer is probably, right? Yeah. I'm thinking that if you're going to save a bunch of money and you need to save a bunch of money to pay for some of the other things that you've got, other bills, then that's what you're going to do. I think that I'm seeing that with people I know that, yeah, we feel like going to eat out, and we just would just go and eat out, eat out, eat out. But now we're not doing that as much because we're feeling the effects of it. So, you know, there you go. And then this, we end on rainwater. You know, a lot of people get rainwater barrels depending on where you live and some of the outlying areas. It's a great thing to do. And you can use that to subsidize water use. I'll call it that. But now I just saw something where rainwater almost everywhere on Earth has some unsafe levels of what they're calling forever chemicals, according to this new research that's out there, right? So you've got non-stick stain repellent properties. They're found in things like food packaging, electronics, cosmetics, cookware. Researchers at the University of Stockholm have found them in rainwater in most locations on the planet, including in the U.S., saying that it might not be safe to drink rainwater everywhere. So think about those forever chemicals that are in the water. Dang, just when I thought I was going to get one of those big old buckets and catch some of the rainwater, because we're having tremendous downpours. All right, the music means I'm out of time for this hour anyway. Thanks, Jeremy Paulson, for his fine work on the technicals, and all of you for listening. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.